From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you start writing and recording songs when you're 12, by the time you're 24, maybe you're tired.
Some drinking, breathing, writing, singing. Every day I'm on the clock. My mind races with all my longings, but can't keep up with what I've got.
Connor Oberst started early with music in his hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. He still records for the independent record label he helped start there when he was 14. Oberst and his band Bright Eyes have drawn a devoted fan base, many who find his music through downloads and internet sales. And they'll be happy this month to have two new Bright Eyes CDs released at the same time. One is called I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning. The other, Digital Ash in a Digital Urn. This past fall, Oberst and Bright Eyes opened concerts on the Vote for Change tour with Bruce Springsteen and R.E.M. Tonight, he starts a three-month tour back in Omaha, and that's where Connor Oberst was when we spoke with him this week. But he has a new home now. He's moved to New York.
I love New York. It's the best city in the world, and there's something about the chaos and busyness of everything calms me down, I suppose, in a strange way, whereas, like, here, there's a lot of peace and quiet, but my mind feels restless.
Well, I'm changing all my strings. I'm gonna write another traveling song about all the billion highways and the cities at the break of dawn. Well, I guess the best that I can do now is pretend that I've done nothing wrong. And a dream about a train that's gonna take me back where I belong.
You're releasing two CDs together here, 22 songs. How would you describe how they're different? What separates one from the other, do you think?
I think it's the sound in the arrangements more so than, say, the lyrical themes. I think they both have their own identities. The one record was, you know, specifically meant to be, I guess, traditional in the approach, in the arrangements, and the recording sort of wanted to make just one of those nice 70s folk records.
This is I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And the world's got me dizzy again. You think after 22 years I'd be used to the spin. And it only feels worse when I stay in one place. So I'm always pacing around or walking away. And I keep drinking the ink from my pen. And I'm balancing history books up on my head. But it all boils down to one quotable phrase. If you love something, give it away.
We hear Emmylou Harris, a veteran of Nashville and of country music, singing on a number of these songs. How did you decide to use her on your CD?
Well, we had finished the record, and I still felt like there was harmony parts that were missing, and I guess it was basically I was hearing her voice and was able to get the music to her and ask her to, you know, spend a day in the studio. She was just so lovely, and it was a great experience.
And then we can trade places, play musical graves, till then walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away. So I'm up at dawn, putting on my shoes. I just wanna make a clean skate. I'm leaving, but I don't know where to. I know I'm leaving, but I don't know where to. You can make a plan.
With Digital Ash, it was an attempt to make, I guess, more rhythm-based music, more of a bodily response. Your head starts nodding, your foot starts tapping before you even get around to thinking about the words or the melody.
So you nurse your love like a wounded dove in the covered cage of night. Every star is crossed by frenetic thoughts that separate and then collide. And they twist like sheets to your
some of these songs were released ahead of time as singles, and you had last year the consecutive number one and number two single songs on the Billboard chart, which hadn't been done for a long time. How do you account for that? Because you have made it a point to steer clear of big radio, clear channel radio stations, clear channel venues. So I would think it would be a harder task to get up to the top of those charts. How did that happen?
I don't know. I was actually in Europe when we heard the news, and I was in Sweden, I think, doing press, and one day they just kept asking this question, you know, how do you feel about being on the top of the Billboard charts? And I was like, you have to be mistaken. That's not possible.
Don't take it too bad. It's nothing you did. Just once something dies, you can't make it live. You're a beautiful boy. You're a sweet little kid. But I'm a woman.
I think it's nice that it doesn't always matter how much promotion or how big your budget is. It's just cool that you know, an indie release can do that.
Well, Connor, it's been nice talking with you.
Yeah, it's nice talking to you too. Thank you. Goodbye.
The two new CDs from Connor Oberst and Bright Eyes are titled I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning, and Digital Ash in a Digital Urn. To hear more soon-to-be-released songs by Bright Eyes, go to our website, npr.org.
Did it all get real? I guess it's real enough. They got refrigerators full of blood. Another century spent pointing guns at anything that moves. Sometimes I worry that I've lost. My twitching muscles tease my flipping thoughts. I never really.